We are now recording.
Thank you. Good morning, good afternoon to everyone. On today's PPSC PDP call on Thursday, the 3rd of June, we have Jeff Newman, Alex Gakuru, Gabriel Pinheiro, Paul Diaz, Alan Greenberg. From staff, we have Marika Konings, Glenda Sangeri, Margie Milam, Liz Gaster. I don't have any apologies noted. If I could also please just remind everyone to state their names when speaking for transcript purposes. Thank you. Over to you, Jeff.
Jeff, sorry, yes, this is Glenn. We have apologies from Avery.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. And I think also James Bledel sent apologies, if I remember. I think he may have just sent it to me, possibly Marika.
Noted. Thank
yes.
you.
Okay, thank you. Welcome, everyone, to the call. And hopefully this will be a more of a light call since our report actually came out last week or a couple days ago. So thank you, Marika and ICANN staff, for helping to get all that together so quickly, and thank you to everyone for making comments on it. So now we have a report out there. The comment period ends. When is the comment period over? Anybody know that off the top of their head?
45 days. I think 15th of July, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay. So that's out there, and... you know, now our main task is to prepare for the Brussels meeting, where we will have a meeting on Sunday in Brussels. There will be a full PPSC meeting on that Sunday from during the first hour. And the time slot is 10 to 12, or is it 11 to 1? I keep forgetting.
On Sunday, Sunday it's 11 to 1.
Okay, so from... what we're going to try to do is the full PPSC, the steering committee group, meet from 11 to 12 to talk about the working group report that's out there, along with, you know, the final report that's there, and then do a PDP work team meeting from 12 to 1 to basically do further preparation for the workshop on the new, it's called the new GNSO policy development process. That's taking place from 2 until 3:30 local time in Brussels on Wednesday, June 23rd. It follows the vertical integration workshop, so hopefully some of the, you know, we know the vertical integration workshop will be widely attended, and hopefully we can convince people to stay on to this policy development process workshop. And so the main agenda item for today, and then also for the Sunday meeting in Brussels, is to figure out what we're going to say at this workshop and figure out how to make sure that we utilize the time most efficiently to allow for feedback, especially on areas in the report where we specifically ask for that feedback, either because we were split or we just kind of punted the issue. So with that said, the first thing I want to ask is, at least for the people on the call, and then I'll send a follow-up email, is everyone on this call, or is there anyone on this call that's not going to be in person in Brussels on that Sunday or on the and or on that Wednesday? Okay, Alex, you have your hand raised.
Yes, I have not yet finalized on my sponsorship, but I hope to be there. So at this point in time, I'm sort of floating, not knowing whether I'll be there, but I do believe that I should make it, depending on some funding. I'm trying to finalize some sponsor. Thanks.
Okay, well, please let us know, and hopefully you can get that. In either case, we're going to set up some remote participation. Obviously, the workshop will have remote participation, and we're also going to try, we were just talking about before the recording started, we were talking about remote participation for that Sunday meeting, having, you know, at least Adobe Connect and an audio stream, if not, you know, two-way communication, depending on who's going to be participating remotely. Alan, you have your hand raised? You may be on mute, Alan.
Alan's on mute.
I didn't remember putting myself on mute. Maybe I did. I was just going to point out that being in Brussels is not necessarily the same as being able to attend those meetings.
Thank you, Alan. That's a good point. So do you have is Sunday in ALAC?
Yeah, in my case, Sunday's ALAC, and I'll be flitting between meetings. And I haven't looked at the hour by hour schedule at this point, so I'm not sure on Sunday.
Okay, well, let us know. But certainly Wednesday, you're good.
I think so. Again, there were things tentatively scheduled. This is certainly what I want to be at, if possible. If I'm presenting somewhere else, I may have a conflict.
So what it looks like is there may be, for you, at least on the current schedule, it looks like from 2 to 3, you should, there's nothing else conflicting with it. From 3 to 4, though, is the at-large registrar's meeting. So I'm not sure if that's... So that'll
I'm
be
not
the
sure
last.
That's been confirmed yet, Jeff.
Okay. All right. Well, that's currently what's on the schedule. So if there is any conflict, it's going to be the last half hour for you, I guess.
Yeah, it just means I can't take a lead role on any of these, and I'll try to be there if I can.
Okay. With that said, so everyone else seems like we'll send a question out the list. So, Paul, you already said you're going to be there. I'm going to be there. I'm assuming all of ICANN staff will, or at least the ones on this call will be there. So it seems like we'll and I know Avery will be there, and James will be there, so we should have some pretty good attendance. The next issue then is, so we have an hour and a half for the workshop. My thought was, and I'm throwing this out to the group because it's just kind of my brainstorming on the session, was really to have multiple screens up there for people to be able to view, to have constantly in the background the visual charts so that we can keep referring to them depending on what stage we're talking about. We'll have Adobe Connect up on another screen, and then on a third screen is to basically have basic bullet points from the report that we want to highlight for comment. And what I was thinking on that was to not just do the straight, you know, spend 45 minutes or an hour presenting the report and the recommendations, but more to have an interactive session, which is to take recommendations, and not necessarily in the order in which they are in the report, but in order to get kind of the most participation to stimulate discussion, is really start with some of the more controversial ones, the ones we know that will generate a bunch of discussion or that we think are most likely to generate the discussion. This way, if we can start out with people, you know, towards the beginning of the meeting participating, that kind of leads to more people participating later on in the meeting as well. You know, so obviously the other option is to just take issue by issue or recommendation by recommendation and go through those and see if there's any feedback. But I thought it might be better to kind of do the controversial ones up front, to even if it means that we don't get to all of them, it will at least get people to think about what's in that part of the report, if not the entire report, and then hopefully encourage people to say, you know, this is something I do want to comment on during the comment period. The other thing I wanted to add was that I do not want to do all the presenting. I certainly can do some of it. I can do as much as you guys want me to, but it'd be great to have people that are actually working group members to present some of these items. And it would also be great to have people that aren't necessarily always presenting in other areas or asking questions to get up there and have some of the limelight and actually doing some of the presenting as well. So is there anybody that would like to, on this call, that thinks that this is something that sounds good, you know, have any recommended changes? Anybody want to volunteer to get up there and do a part of the report? I hear crickets in the background. Ah, Paul, yes.
Hey, Jeff. I just wanted to say the presentation on Sunday or the presentation during the week, in either event, I don't want to volunteer myself right now because looking at the schedule and I'm penciling in a lot of things, it looks like I have double bookings in both slots already. This is a priority for me. I will try and be here for this one, but I can't guarantee. So for now, you know, I don't want to sign myself up because I may have conflicts.
Okay,
I'm sorry, but to your point, I agree. While you've done an awesome job, and certainly would think you'd want to be the first speaker, the intro, hey, I'm the chair, et cetera, it is a good idea to try and mix it up, if nothing else, just so that those who participate understand that it's not the Jeff Newman show. It's a pretty broad group.
Yeah, I think that's great. So on the first point, we're talking about the Wednesday session. The Sunday session is just a set time from 11 to 12 to just further refine some of the slides and some of the presentation materials for Wednesday. It's important to be there, especially if you're going to be, if anyone's going to be presenting, to be there on Sunday. But we're really talking about the Wednesday session now, and hopefully, you know, I'd like to see you, Paul, if you could, you know, get up there and do a couple of the items. But I completely agree with you. It's not, you know, one of the issues that when we came into this group was the sort of the fear that because I'm a contracted party, you know, there was some reluctance about having me serve as chair, which I completely understand since it's the policy that we, that determines consensus policies. It's the process. So, you know, I you're absolutely right. One of the reasons I'd like to just not do as that much of the presenting is because of that, that the initial concern, and you know, not presenting it to the community as this is a contracted party presenting the process of how his contract's going to be changed. So that's kind of one of the things I'd like to avoid. So it'd be great if, you know, Paul, I know you're a contracted party too, and James, but still having.
I'm glad you do remember that, Jeff. Yeah.
Right, but so having but having, you know, different people from, you know, whether it's you know, Alan or Avery or Alex, you know, having some non-contracted parties get up there and do some of the speaking would be fantastic, and we certainly have enough people that were participating actively in the group that could do that, and I could throw that out to the list. Since it's obviously putting a lot of people on the spot here. Paul, did you have another comment, or is that still the same?
Yeah, just to follow up, that Alan and I mean, we'll have the conflict the last half hour of this meeting, you know, since at-large registrars are scheduled to meet. And since vertical integration is right before this, we know how ICANN goes, you know, the sessions go. It will almost certainly run over. So this particular session that's scheduled might get compressed. For us, that's really my concern about not formally signing up right now.
Yes,
but
what I'm trying
with all that said, it may be really helpful. Avery, honestly, would be probably the most obvious spokesperson other than yourself for the group, because she's not, you know, tied to any. She's not contracted party, and she's, you know, probably the next most steeped in all the things we've said. Really understands the process and what we're trying to do, both what we've done historically and where we're trying to go with it. I mean, my vote would be strongly to encourage her, try to recruit her to step up and do some of the presentation, because it just seems she's the obvious, one of the most effective speakers.
Well, since both James and Avery aren't here, then maybe we should just appoint them, do our traditional appoint them to be the spokespeople.
James is going to have the same problem as
James
well.
Has the same problem, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So, yeah, no, I understand. You know, and one of the good things is I'm trying to make sure that this follows the vertical integration in the same room so that, you know, whatever happens, it's all of us. And, you know, obviously I'm on the vertical integration group and would like to be there the whole time as well. So if they follow each other, that'd be great. I think Glenn said earlier on that the registrar's at-large meeting is not, that time slot is not confirmed, so we'll wait to hear about that. So I'll send out a call to you know, we'll obviously have to hear what the firm schedule is and when everything's finalized, but certainly then, you know, even if you guys are wedged in the middle or something, it'd be great to, even if you're not presenting, is to have to be up or be around at a mic or somewhere to answer some of the questions as to why we recommended what we did, if that comes up.
All right.
And so I'll be looking for the work group to the working group probably to sit together if possible towards the front of the room, or I'm not sure what the layout of the room is going to be, depending on which one we're in, but certainly to be accessible so that we all can speak to why we decided to recommend things the way we did.
Jeff, I think that part is perhaps more important than sharing it.
Yeah, I agree. And so it would be great that if someone asks a question or provides feedback, I can look over and say, you know, Alan, do you want to address that? Or hopefully you'll raise your hand and without having me to call on you guys, although we could do it either way. So as far as the format itself, I think Glenn, if you're still on, or Marika, if you remember, I think Glenn said that if it's in the current room that it's scheduled in, it's going to be set up kind of like a horseshoe in the middle of the room?
No, this is Marika. We can actually request, I think for the GNSO session, the weekend it will be set up like that, but I've in principle asked for, I think they call it classroom setup, so you'll have some tables in the front where the presenters will sit and the rest will, you know, you'll have the audience there, but if there's another, the group would like to have it set up differently. I think in that way we can fit the most people in that room if we don't manage to switch it to a bigger room.
And vertical integration will surely be that form, so if you want it the same room, it has to be.
Yeah, I think so. Right now, the room that it's in, which is the same one the vertical integration is in, can only seat really tightly 80 people, which I think is an issue for vertical integration, since the committee itself is like 60-something people.
This is Rick. I've just submitted a request to see if it's possible to move to a bigger room, so we're working on it.
Right. So if it is the bigger room, though, that's auditorium style?
I don't know.
Yes,
Glenn,
the bigger room is auditorium style, yes, yes. But I think that room, if we have it classroom style, can fit in more than the squeeze of 80. It's just with that U-shaped for the council that it's going to be difficult.
Okay.
Because when you change the setup of a room, you can usually add some more people in it. I've said that most of these meetings will be 100 people.
Okay. So we'll get that firmed up. But if it is in the bigger room, if it's auditorium style, then my assumption would be we would just have kind of towards the front. You know, maybe a table where the working group members would sit.
Or a subset of them.
Or a subset of people that are available, right, people that are available that could do it. So we'll talk logistics offline, Marika and Glenn, and then figure out the best way to do that. But as far as the presentation itself, I'd really like to encourage as much feedback as possible, and I think, you know, what has not worked in the past that well is just having people just do presentations on the report itself. I'd like to maybe do 5-10 minutes at most up at the beginning, talking about, you know, what the group was designed to do and what we, you know, the way we set out to do what we did, and then, you know, also with an introduction to that big visual chart in the report on the different steps and how everything relates to each other, just to go through that and ask people, you know, when they're working on the or looking at the report to look at that chart, as it's a helpful way to, as you're thinking about the big picture for all these issues. And then really to jump into what we think are kind of the items that we really thought were critical to get public input on, and a lot of those recommendations we actually say in the recommendation itself in the executive summary, you know, we're looking for feedback on this issue. So after this call, Marika is going to help put together a list of those items that are in that bucket, and then we can, as a group over email, kind of prioritize those as to which ones we really think feedback is important on for the session in on Wednesday in Brussels. Does that sound like a plan?
It's a good start.
So what I think, what I'm hoping we can do is to not have to have this call next week to give people back an hour and a half and do some of the reading that's required for this Brussels meeting, which is incredible this time around. And I know we say that every time, but I think this time we've really, all of us have a lot of catching up to do. But certainly spend the time on Sunday kind of getting some of the slides together. We're going to, Marika and I are going to take a shot at some of the slides prior to the meeting and so that we can show them on Sunday and then work on refining them. But what we'll do over the list is go through the issues that we've set out in the report as wanting feedback, and then I'll ask everyone to kind of rank them in terms of what they think would be, A, what we need the most comments on to help our group, and B, what they think will be the most stimulating conversation-wise to talk about.
To the extent possible, if a presentation, the PowerPoint is ready ahead of time, it would be nice to distribute it to this list also.
We will make every effort to have that happen.
I write mine on planes, I understand, so I said if.
Yeah, I think we're all kind of, a lot of us are in the same boat on that one, and especially with the long flight for some of us over there. And Marika, you have the longest trip of all of us, right?
Yeah, definitely. It's going to be very tiresome.
So is there anything else anybody wants to cover? Has everyone obviously seen the report? Anybody have any? One thing I'd like to ask, since 45 days is, you know, sounds like a long period of time, but it really isn't, especially once, you know, the ICANN meeting ends, you're talking about now you're in the last week of June before people can, you know, really start focusing on comments. And, Marika, how many comment periods end around that same time?
Listen, Rick, I actually haven't checked, but I presume all the new GTLD comment periods will end as well around that same time, and we'll have as well, after the ICANN meeting, two comment periods opening for IRTP and post-expiration, which will only be 20 days, so they're going to be ending a little bit later than that as well.
Hmm. Yeah, so that's obviously going to be taxing on a lot of people that have to file comments on. So one thing I would encourage is if each of you could go back to your relative groups, and you're probably doing this anyway, but really, you know, get them to focus on, hopefully get them to focus on this report, and if there are certain areas that you think that they should pay attention to more than others, I'm really counting on the working group members to solicit your group's thoughts on this, because I think, you know, obviously our next task is to assemble all of the comments and prepare a final report that would go to the PPSC, and as we've said all along, the last thing any of us want is to be surprised at comments that come in at the PPSC level. You know, I'm fine with getting any comments now from the community on what they think of the report, even if it's a completely different direction than the way we've been heading. That's great. That would be a great outcome. But to get those comments for the first time by PPSC members, as opposed to the community or at this stage, would be obviously a setback for the group. So to the extent you can all socialize this report with your stakeholder groups, constituencies during the constituency day, that would be great. If anyone needs help in doing a presentation on this stuff during the constituency day or stakeholder group day, let me know or let Marika know, and we can sort of hopefully maybe help you to get some slides for that as well. So with that, does anybody have any comments? Just opening up the floor. All right. With that said, Marika, do you have anything to add?
Nope, I don't think so. Just to add, I hope to get a first draft of the slides to you sometime next week. So indeed, with the objective of hopefully being able to get it out to the list before the Brussels meeting, or at least that people can have a look at it on the plane, so we can work on it in the session on Sunday.
Okay? And why don't, Marika, why don't you and I, at least for the two of us, keep this time slot open next week, and then we can at least have a call on those slides at this time?
That's fine.
Okay. And if anybody else wants or has an interest in joining that, let me know. I will be sending out a formal call to the list and ask people to volunteer for the presentations. So, Alex, if you could make it to the Brussels meeting, it would be great to have you be able to sit up there with us. And even though you're a relatively newcomer, I think you'd be a great voice to have talking about some of the elements of the report. So with that said, I thank everyone for showing up, and you've got an hour back to do whatever you need to do.
Bless you.
Thank you, everyone.
Thanks, Jeff and Marika, for all the hard work.
Thanks.
Bye.
Thanks, guys.
Goodbye.
Bye.